The story of Aladdin and his magical lamp. There once lived, in one of the large and rich cities of China, a tailor, named Mustafa. He was very poor. He could hardly, by his daily labor, maintain himself and his family, which consisted only of his wife and his son. His son, who was called Aladdin, was a very careless and idle fellow. He was disobedient to his father and mother, and would go out early in the morning and stay out all day, playing in the streets and public places with idle children of his own age. When he was old enough to learn a trade, his father took him into his own shop, and taught him how to use his needle, but all his father's endeavors to keep him to his work were vain, for no sooner was his back turned than he was gone for that day. Mustafa chastised him, but Aladdin was incorrigible, and his father, to his great grief, was forced to abandon him to his idleness and was so much troubled about him that he fell sick and died in a few months. Aladdin, who was now no longer restrained by the fear of a father, gave himself entirely over to his idle habits and was never out of the streets from his companions. This course he followed till he was 15 years old, without giving his mind to any useful pursuit, or the least reflection on what would become of him. As he was one day playing, according to custom, in the street with his evil associates, a stranger passing by stood to observe him. This stranger was a sorcerer, known as the African magician, as he had been but 2 days arrived from Africa, his native country.